This is Shamir Young, bringing you the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast. Listen in as award-winning photographers discuss how they find opportunities, market their talent, and overcome mistakes to become respected, ever-advancing professional creatives. You'll also hear about their hard-learned lessons, as well as tips for making awesome images. You ready to take your photography business to the next level? Let's do it. Hey everybody, Shamir here with your action guide episode where I talk about some of the main takeaways and biggest points from my interview with Sherry Phelps. And right off the bat, I have to say that she is so much fun. She is a ton of fun. It was so great chatting with her on the interview and then going back and listening to the interview again. I found myself cracking up at certain points because she just has such a vibrancy about her and she has a sense of humor and I love it. It's good stuff. So for today's interview, I'm going to talk about how professional photography is in many ways like a marriage relationship. And this is something that you really need to be aware of if you want to stick with your business for the long term. So first I'm going to talk about how it's like a marriage, and I'm going to talk about the two phases of that. Next I'm going to talk about nailing down your value in this relationship. And then finally I'm going to talk about how you, once you know your value, need to find the right clients and how you go about doing that. I do want to mention that Sherry focuses on senior portraits, on artistic creative portrait photography, but I believe that the points that she made and also what I'm going to talk about today will help you even if you're not a portrait photographer. So, point number one, how is professional photography like a marriage or a long-term relationship? Well, two main phases. First, you have that honeymoon phase. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about when I say the honeymoon phase, when you just start out and you could be new shooting with your camera and there's just all this magic and this love, passionate relationship that you have as you get to know your camera and as you get to know yourself and the kind of photos that you can take. And it's just great. It's like unicorns and rainbows. And all you want to do is shoot and take new photographs and make new pictures, and people tell, they may be telling you, oh, this is wonderful. You have so much talent. Now, inevitably, they'll also probably start saying, you should start charging for this. I would pay for this. You should be a professional photographer. This is the honeymoon stage. Everything is gravy. Everything is great. The world is looking bright. You love your camera. You love your photos. You even love the idea of beginning to shoot for other clients and making money out of it. Nothing wrong can happen, right? Wrong. Because after a while, the honeymoon phase inevitably comes to an end, just like with any relationship. And so the next phase is when things get real. When all kinds of demands really start falling on your shoulders. So let's say you decide to start charging for your work and you start taking on clients for your work. And so you decide to try to make that leap from hobbyist to professional. And maybe in your mind, you think that all you're going to be doing is shooting photos. Maybe you think you'll be shooting photos more than before, because if you loved it when you were doing it as a hobby, you're going to love it even more, right? And if you're doing it full time, then naturally that means you're going to be shooting more photos, right? That's the main thing you'll be doing. That is wrong. When you step into a business, other things come up, such as financial support, such as the numbers behind your business. All of a sudden you have this weight on your shoulders where you have to pay bills. Those bills come in no matter what. And you're spending money on your equipment and on new lenses and on camera bodies. And you're spending money on education and you have to deal with tax stuff that happens. It's during this time that things get real. It's easy to lose those happy, mushy feelings. And if you allow yourself to get too burned out, you may even feel a loss of passion for your craft. It's amazing the ravage that stress can wreak on your body when you are just really struggling with trying to make your business work. And then you may question why you thought you could step into a photography business in the first place. So when things get real, the key to not losing those happy feelings is to what Sherry calls, you need to spend some romantic time with your photography. This involves getting out there and just shooting what you love just for the heck of it. You have to keep that spark alive and keep reminding yourself why you got into this in the first place. If you're trying to make a business out of it, then yes, there will be additional responsibilities that come with making money with your craft, but don't forget your love of shooting. You have to take time to foster your creative side as well as the business side. And so next I want to talk about nailing down your value in the relationship. Sherry encouraged us to keep dreaming, to be a dreamer. And really this involves asking yourself where you want to be in 5 years. Dream about the type of photographer that you could be. Dream about how awesome you could be in 5 years. If you put in some time right now to really understand the value that you bring to the public. And so as far as nailing down and dreaming about where you want to be in 5 years, Sherry encourages us to pinpoint another photographer that you like, where you really admire how they present themselves to the market. And this is not necessarily about their pricing. She's not saying find a photographer where you love how they're priced and zero in on that. No, she talks about how you should focus on a photographer where you love what they stand for. You love how they brand themselves in the market and how they deal with clients and also the work that they output. And then she says to think about how you'll need to get there, how you need to get as far along as that other photographer that you admire has come. Think about what you'll need in 5 years to really advance yourself to that point. Think about the education that you'll need to invest in yourself. Think about the equipment that you need, the training that you'll need. And really, this is thinking about the expenses that you will incur as you improve your craft. So ask yourself how much it costs to go to conventions, or to get one-on-one mentoring if you really believe that you need a mentor to bring your photography and your photography business to the next level. What does it cost to get a legit camera and proper equipment that you need? And also, how much do you want to invest in your family? What standard of living do you want your household to have? All of this will determine the number, the dreamer number, that you'll need to reach as a photographer per year and even per photo shoot. Ask yourself how often you want to be shooting as well. That plays into it as well. How many photo shoots do you want to do a month? And Sherry makes a great point. She says that you should take your own personal confidence out of the equation because many creatives struggle with their confidence as far as how much they think their worth, and especially when you're first starting out, but I would say at any point along the ride, it can be tough, and we struggle with confidence and the comparison game, thinking I'm not as great as this other photographer over here. So take your personal confidence out of the equation and focus on the numbers. Focus on the hard numbers, your expenses, where you want to be, the quality of life that you want to live, how many shoots you want to do in a month, and how you can really thrive long term. Dream about how you can thrive and set a number to that. And then also, as far as nailing down your value in the relationship, you need to develop your moxie. I love that. Sherry said that she learned to develop her moxie and stand up for herself as far as offering photography services that are not cheap. Her services are not cheap, but you know what? She provides a ton of value, and that's really the audience that she wants to cater to. She wants to deal with clients who really value her services and are willing to spend money and invest in a portrait package, as opposed to clients that are looking for the cheapest photography out there. Sherry's not a cheap photographer, and she's not going to cater to that audience. And really, this is about developing your own personal worth. Hey photographers, I want to pause and take a quick second to tell you about the New York Institute of Photography at nyip.edu. It's an online school for students who want to learn photography from the comfort of their own home on their own time. Not only is the New York Institute of Photography the world's largest online photography school, but they've been in business for over 100 years. Yes, you heard that right. 100 years. Originally established in 1910, they got their start as a brick-and-mortar school. Fast forward to today, and the New York Institute of Photography is now an online school where you can study anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. Every student gets a personal pro photographer mentor who will review your photos and help you improve. You can choose from 9 online courses based on your skill level and area of interest. They have courses on digital photography fundamentals, wedding photography, travel photography, photojournalism, marketing, and more. To view the free course catalog and daily specials, check out the New York Institute of Photography at www.nyip.edu. Again, that's www.nyip.edu. Know how much value you bring, and also understand that in bringing this value, not everyone will be your client. If you're trying to break into a higher end market, then you will get potential clients who will tell you no. You will encounter clients who are not a good fit, and they'll say, oh, you're too expensive. There's no way I would pay that. When this other photographer 2 miles away is charging, you know, half what you're charging. Well, in that case, you have to let that client go. And I know that's easier said than done, especially when you're first trying to get traction. And it can be painful to let a potential client go. And I just had this happen actually in the past week, where I had a potential client telling me that my services cost too much and that it's not what they were looking to spend. And in that case, you know, it's always handle it professionally, but you have to understand that it's okay to thank them for their time and to let them go on their way and try to find a solution. Let them try to find a solution that works well for them, and that's okay. It's okay to let clients go. It's part of running a business, and you will inevitably encounter clients who think that your prices are too much. And like I said, not everyone is your client. And so some clients have to go on their way, but you really need to focus on the clients that understand the value that you bring. Okay, and the third point, once you know your value as a photographer, you need to focus on finding the right clients. How do you find the right client? In Sherry's case, with portrait photography and senior portrait photography, she prices herself according to the clients that want to spend money. And so right off the bat, this will repel clients that are looking for cheaper photography. It'll repel them away. And the ones that are looking for more value-based high-end photography, those will be attracted to her pricing. So she prices herself accordingly, and she understands that not everyone is going to be willing to spend what she charges, and that's okay. And then she creates the proper branding that's recognizable to her clients. Especially when you're charging more of a premium price, the way you brand yourself is key. Her website is professional. It's high end. It looks like she knows what she's doing. And she really works to keep her branding consistent across the board. Her website, but also her professional media accounts, and even the work that she outputs, the portraits that she creates, they have her particular look. It screams Sherry Phelps photography all over it because that's what she wants to be known for. She needs to be instantly recognizable. She doesn't want to be cookie cutter. And so she has recognized the unique value that she brings to the table in the way her site is designed and also the way she takes photos, and I encourage you to look at yourself and really analyze what unique factors you bring to the table, and I encourage you to brand yourself accordingly. If you want to be taken seriously, you not only have to have your own unique it factor, but your website has to look professional. It has to look like you know what you're doing, as opposed to you're just kind of doing this as a hobby on the side. No, you want people to take you seriously. And then next, as far as finding the right clients, Sherry mentioned that she hones in on her very best clients. So the clients that she currently is working with and past clients that she's had, she aligns herself with these best clients that are willing to spend money and value high quality photography because she knows that they have friends with similar values. We tend to surround ourselves with people who have similar values to us. And what happens is those friends that we have often listen to our recommendations. And so when she has a client that was awesome to work with and they really value what she brought and they spend a bunch of money on her packages, she gives them incentives to tell their friends so that they spread the word and bring more people to her business that are similar to them. And these people that come to Sherry based on the recommendation of their friend, they're not expecting Sherry to be a cheap photographer because they also value high quality services. And then finally, as far as finding the right clients, Sherry really aligns herself with businesses in her local community that also meet her brand. So she wants to reach out to the clients that love photography and are touchy-feely. And so she focuses on businesses that serve those types of people. Her example where she talked about a boutique hairstylist, that was great, where she really focuses on building a relationship with boutique hairstylists because they deal with clients who are willing to pay for the boutique experience, not just with their hair, but inevitably with photography as well. And so just a quick summation, in this episode, we talked about how photography is like a marriage. We talked about those two main phases where you have the honeymoon phase and then the phase where things get real. We also talked about nailing down your value in the relationship and being a dreamer, envisioning where you want to be in 5 years and the dollar amount that it'll take to get you there. We also talked about determining your own personal worth and really developing moxie and standing up for yourself. We talked about some ways of finding the right clients and how to do that, as far as pricing yourself according to clients that are willing to spend what you charge, creating the proper branding and aligning yourself with businesses in your local community and really getting to know them and, for lack of a better term, taking advantage of their audience, which should be your audience. And when I say taking advantage, you know, not like trying to cheat them or anything, but really developing a relationship with them so that you can benefit their audience as well. And so finally, I want to encourage you to take action. Sherry mentioned that if you are looking for direction in your business, find a photographer that inspires you and reach out. Send them an email, give them a phone call, tell them that you want to learn from them, that you want to invest in learning from them, and mentally be prepared to invest, meaning be prepared to pay for mentorship. Ask them to be your mentor, and if they tell you that it's going to cost X amount of dollars, be prepared to pay that. Within your means, of course. But the key point is that being mentored is absolutely valuable, and it'll pay off many times over if you find a more experienced photographer to mentor you and to really teach you how to better run your business and be a better photographer. All right, that wraps up this episode. I hope you got some actionable items that you can take away for your business. And also, I hope it got you inspired, really, because this is a constant journey. Trying to improve our photography businesses. There are ups, there are downs, but the key is that we learn from what happens and that we continue to set goals to improve ourselves and our bottom line. All right, I will talk to you later. Thanks, guys.